The Prime Minister and the Treasurer have called the chiefs of Australia's biggest insurance companies to Canberra. They want to make sure bushfire victims are helped as quickly as possible during a season where losses are already skyrocketing. The Insurance Council of Australia is now estimating the damage bill has risen to $700 million. The government has pledged $2 billion towards rebuilding fire-ravaged communities, but some warn the cost could rise well beyond that. Thomas Ariti has this report.
The bushfires are far from over, and until they're out, it'll be impossible to know the true cost of the crisis.
Clearly, with a disaster of this magnitude, no one really knows how much the cost is going to be.
Stephen Bartos is a director at Pegasus Economics and a former deputy secretary of the Federal Department of Finance.
What you need to take into account is immediate relief. You need to take into account rebuilding of lost assets. There's also going to be a very large indirect cost in terms of loss of income from businesses that have been destroyed, people who lose their jobs. There's a massive indirect flow-on effect.
This week, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, announced an extra $2 billion over 2 years to help communities rebuild. And he stressed it's an initial commitment, saying if further funds are required, they will be provided. Stephen Bartos says it's likely the costs will rise.
When you take everything into account, it's bound to be a higher figure. There is, though, the question of the extent to which some of the costs will be met by people who have insurance that will cover it, and that you really can't know.
Kate Cotter is the CEO of the Bushfire Building Council of Australia. She says the true cost of the crisis will be billions more.
We're looking at least $6.5 billion in direct financial impacts to those communities. And then because these fires are different, they're affecting a lot more people across the nation due to the smoke impacts, productivity, tourism. Those costs will just continue to escalate.
And she too is concerned about the issue of property owners having no insurance or being underinsured.
They don't know what their risk level is, and the higher the risk, the more investment required to meet bushfire building regulations. So without knowing that, people have no capability of making a good decision about the amount that they should insure for.
Luke Gallagher is Executive General Manager of Claims at Australia's biggest insurance company, IAG.
We will be raising, and it has already been raised with the government, around dealing with people that were not insured through the events. And I think as I reflect on the debris removal process and what we can do to help people with regards to that.
IAG is just one of the companies being called to Canberra, so the government can make sure insurers are doing the right thing when it comes to processing claims. And for Luke Gallagher, those claims are piling up.
So IAG has already received in excess of 3,700 claims. We've already assessed 1,100 of them. We've been able to provide emergency funds and temporary accommodation. As far as predicting where the end result will be, from a claim perspective, that's very hard to do at this point in time. We still have areas that we are unable to access.
The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, spoke to RN Breakfast.
These have been catastrophic fires, and they've not been contained to any one state. We've seen it right across the country. So the bill will be large. The states will also no doubt be making their own announcements about recovery funding. But what we'll see is no doubt a significant economic impact.
The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, and Thomas Ariti with that report.